like,
they also don't have any ties right now between the shooter and ISIS at all.
At all.
They think he, you know, at
except for one phone call, which everybody reminds me. He said he was tied.
He mentions ISIS, but that doesn't make him tied to ISIS.
I agree.
So
he mentioned a whole lot of folks. Yes. He said he was aligned with a whole lot of folks. Listen, nobody's going to know what the answer is. Okay.
The thing about Trump, though, is that he's the recruiter in chief. He is
for ISIS.
He is basically working with ISIS to kill us. They are working together.
Yes.
Just remember what I'm saying.
And why do you say this, Joy?
Because every time you go after the Muslims and you talk about how they shouldn't come into the country and how they're all a bunch of whatevers, you are saying to ISIS, make another video to show people who are sympathetic to your cause. And don't think they haven't made many videos showing Donald Trump. He is a dangerous menace to the country. And I believe, and another point, one small point about the guns, which... To me, I wake up in the morning, I'm so stressed out because people are actually continuing to say, have more guns. Since 2005, half of all mass killings have occurred in this country. In 2005 is when the assault rifle ban was lifted during the Bush administration, W. That is when half of all mass killings started in 2005 since the ban was lifted. So ipso facto, there is a connection to the guns.
Can I also say that I think it's very interesting. It's interesting to me that it's very telling that the first thing they notice about the shooter is that, you know, that he's Muslim.
Racially
instead of like, exactly, you know, and it's that thing where it's very telling to see the assumptions that are made. Hate is hate. We all know it.